This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional today. We come to part 14 of Knowing Jesus. And we turn our attention to Peter's letter, his second letter. And we're going to look at chapter 3 and verse 9. And it says this: "The Lord isn't really being slow about his promise, as some people think. No, he's being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. But the day of the Lord will come as unexpectedly as a thief. Then the heavens will pass away with a terrible noise, and the very elements themselves will disappear in fire, and the earth and everything on it will be found to deserve judgment." This is quite a hard word, quite a hard word, but it is inspired by the Holy Spirit, and therefore it's bathed in love. And it's a warning, if you will. You know, I remember many years ago when my father used to preach. He was an itinerant preacher in Bristol, and he used to go around every Sunday night preaching in a circuit. And oftentimes my father would speak of hell. Oftentimes he would bring a message of fire and brimstone. And it seems to me that today that doesn't happen. There never seems to be many messages on hell and on the dangers of hell and what will happen. But you see, Peter's pointing out here that the Lord isn't really being slow about his promise. What is his promise? The Lord's promise is that he will come again. If you look at the beginning of this chapter, my Bible, the beginning of chapter 3, titles it, "The Day of the Lord is Coming." Peter says in the middle of this verse, "No, God is being patient for your sake. He doesn't want anyone to be destroyed and wants everyone to repent." That's the Lord's desire, that everyone would repent, but many won't. We know that. You know, my dad and my mum prayed for a friend of theirs, a guy that I used to call Uncle Tony. He wasn't a real uncle, but he had been a friend of the family for so many years. We were introduced to him as Uncle Tony. And my father brought the message of salvation to my Uncle Tony for at least 40 years, and still he didn't respond. But when he gets to glory, when he gets to judgment, Tony can't say he didn't know. He has no way of saying, "No, I didn't know anything about Jesus. I'm sorry, I didn't know a thing." Because God knows, my father told him about glory, about repentance, about the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ for 40 years on a very regular basis. The time is short. We know that. The time is very, very short. As 2 Peter, the third chapter and verse 10 says, "But the day of the Lord will come as unexpectedly as a thief." Another version says, "as a thief in the night." You're not going to expect it. It will just happen. So why are we not keeping a short account? Why are we not learning the lessons that we have learned in past? Why are we not looking toward heaven? Why are we not saying, Lord, you're right, you know, we've got to keep a short of account. We need to be accountable only to you. So why aren't we doing that? Why do we turn away from him constantly? And I can hear you saying to me now, David, I don't turn away from him. But you do. Every time you sin, you turn away from him. Because if you kept your eyes well and truly focused on him, you wouldn't be sinning. But I don't sin that much. I don't care how much you sin. However much you sin, you have taken your eyes off the Lord. I know Paul says in Romans, the 3rd chapter and verse 23, we all of us sin and fall short. Every single one of us. And that is why Jesus said these words, he who is without sin, cast the first stone. And there was not one there that could cast a stone, because every single one of them was full of sin. We have to keep a short account, especially in these end times. Why isn't the Lord coming now, right now? Why doesn't he come now when I'm ready? Because the day of the Lord will come as unexpectedly as a thief. And this is the amazing thing. Look what Peter goes on to say. He describes what's going to happen when the Lord comes back. Then the heavens will pass away with a terrible noise, and the very elements themselves will disappear in fire, and the earth and everything on it will be found to deserve judgment. But if you are gone on the day of the Lord, you will not deserve judgment. Peter is reiterating this. You will not deserve judgment because you have kept a short account and you have kept your eyes on the Lord and you have said, Father, I'm ready. I am ready. You mean, no, not even Jesus knows when the day of the Lord will be. Not even the Holy Spirit knows. Only the Father knows that day and the time when this will happen. Can you imagine being here after the day of the Lord? Can you imagine what it'll be like? Can you just visualize how difficult it will be? Well, you don't need to worry about that. If you make a decision that you are going to trust in him, that you are going to obey his commandments. And one of the trickiest commandments that doesn't get obeyed is forgiveness of others. Because if you don't forgive others, then the Lord's forgiveness toward you is not going to be present. Listen, I know I harp on and on and on about this, but it's so important that you know. It's what Scripture says. Jesus says it after he's taught us to pray. The Lord's Prayer in Matthew, the 6th chapter. In verse 14, he says, if you forgive others, you will be forgiven. If you do not forgive others, my Father in heaven will not forgive you. That's paraphrased, but that's what he's saying. Can you imagine not being forgiven by the Father for the sin that we commit? I can't even bear to think about it. But I can't forgive David. I have such a real issue with forgiveness. Not anymore. Because of the power of the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you why. All you've got to do is to say, with my will, I forgive. With my will, I forgive. God didn't say to you, if you don't forgive with your emotion, then I won't forgive you. He didn't say that. He didn't say that. And therefore, you now know that you can forgive with your will, with your decision-making process. It's not always about emotion. Okay, that person's done something really bad to you, and you can't forgive them. You're finding it really hard because you're trying to forgive with your emotion. But if you forgive with your will, let God handle the rest. I believe that is one of the biggest things that is going to keep people away from the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe it's Satan's trick, if you will, so that you will not keep your eyes on Jesus. How can you have your eyes upon the Lord when you are not forgiving? When someone's hurt you and you're not forgiving them? Jesus was on the cross at Calvary after being scourged 39 times, after having a crown of thorns rammed upon his head, as he lay dying on the cross. He was in such pain and suffering. But the words that emanated from Jesus' mouth were these: Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Jesus had that power to forgive. And I dare say, not with his emotion, but with his will. Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. And indeed they didn't. Forgiveness is the key to keeping your eyes well and truly fixed on Jesus. Forgiveness. Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. The Lord isn't really being slow about his promise, as some people think. No, he is being patient for your sake, and that's where I see the patience. He's waiting for you to forgive. He's waiting for you to get right with him so that he can begin his work. He is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent, to turn away from the sin in their lives. It's so important. It is so important. And Lord God, I give you the glory and the honor and the power that is due your holy name. Father, teach your beloved children to forgive. Teach them, Lord, to keep their eyes well and truly fixed on you as they wait for the day of the Lord to come. You are awesome, Lord, and we give you glory. If you need to forgive someone right now with your will, I want you to pray this prayer with me right this second. Heavenly Father, say these words after me. Heavenly Father, thank you for saving me. I ask you, in the name of Jesus, to help me to forgive and say the name of the person. I forgive with my will. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And amen.